Pressure-treated lumber containing arsenic will be off the market in 2 years. The wood is used for decks and playground structures. It's preserved by a compound known as CCA, chromated copper arsenate. Arsenic is a known cancer threat, especially for children. The Environmental Protection Agency has made a deal with the treated wood industry to phase out the CCA lumber. In the meantime, the EPA says, there's no need to tear down existing structures. Bert Papenburg is director of testing for the Chemical and Textiles Department for Consumer Reports. He says, if you've already got treated wood in your backyard, a sandbox, say, or your deck, the most important step is to put a sealant on it.
Our original tests indicated the oil-based products tended to be a little bit better, but after a year or two, we didn't see that advantage being maintained. So at this point in time, our advice is it really doesn't much matter. You could even use a paint, again, water-based or oil-based. It's a good idea to protect the deck or any furniture that you have that could be made out of CCA, pressure-treated wood.
Right, deck or furniture. It would be, though, a fairly toxic operation to start sanding that down and to go ahead and paint it and treat it.
Certainly, if you refresh that surface, you can liberate more of the chemicals that are in the wood. And that can be a problem whether you sand it or whether you use some of the deck brightening products. Things like bleach or there are products made out of oxalic acid and oxygen or hydrogen peroxide generating materials that you can get as commercial deck cleaners.
Now, this would also apply for, let's say, the playground equipment in the park nearby.
Certainly.
But would it be safe? Would you let your young daughter go play on this equipment now or wait till it's replaced?
I would just be sure that the product is coated. If it was not coated, I would be hesitant.
You would be hesitant.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say we really wanted to do it in a safe way and use cedar or redwood, these woods that would not deteriorate on the outside. How much more money would that cost us?
I would expect that you would have to pay 2 to 3 times as much for the same piece of wood using cedar or redwood versus southern yellow pine. Again, there are alternatives also. There are a lot of what are commonly thought of as synthetic woods out there that are combinations of sawdust, recycled wood, and recycled plastic. And some of those are taking an inroad as well. We tested Trex a few years ago, and it looked like a reasonable product.
This is a TREX?
TREX, yes.
That's a brand name?
Yes, that's a brand name.
Synthetic wood.
Mm-hmm.
The wood industry now will come along in a couple of years, and probably already has, with new chemicals used to treat wood.
That is right. One of the preeminent chemical treatments now is known as alkaline copper quaternary ammonium, ACQ for short. Right now, the numbers that I've seen indicate that it's about 10% more expensive than regular CCA-treated southern yellow pine. Of course, I have to assume that over time, with more and more manufacturers getting into it, that price will become more or less comparable with CCA.
Okay, so we're going to the store. We want to avoid CCA, and we want to look for
ACQ.
ACQ.
That's one example, and I think that's the one most likely to be found out there. And I really don't know how widespread it is.
Mr. Papenburg, thank you for talking with us.
You're very welcome.
Bert Papenburg, Director of Testing for the Chemical and Textiles Department of Consumer Reports.